The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Around prosperity. And in the first service, by God's grace and by God's privilege, the word of God came to us powerfully in this anointing service. We looked extensively at the laws of all-round prosperity. I said in the first service that God wants you to prosper. And I mentioned some things to note about the issue of prosperity. I'll just run through that in about 8 minutes before I go into the second service. I said things to note. Number one is that lack and poverty in the life of a person does not glorify God. It doesn't make God happy when you lack. Also, I said, wealth in the kingdom of God does not answer to prayer, but the covenant. You don't pray yourself into prosperity in God's kingdom. You walk according to God's precept. In Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1, explains to us that if you can obey him and walk in his ways, then he said all this, Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1, if you shall obey his commandment, listen to his instructions, then he will be set to lift you up. And you are the next person God will lift up in Jesus' name. Number three, I said things to note. You are designed in God's image and likeness, so you are not meant to be poor. The streets of heaven are paved with gold. If the streets of heaven are paved with gold, why will the child of God here be in lack? Number four, I said poverty is real. Or D, I said poverty is real and prosperity is also real. Yes, people are poor. Yes, people are also in prosperity. You will be enlisted among those that God will prosper in Jesus' name. And in this service, I want to go further on things to note. E is that God has access to prosperity. God wants you to have access to prosperity so that you can make right choices. I never mentioned this in the first service. And so you can update your notes. Things to note about the issue of all-round prosperity is that God wants you to have access to prosperity so that you can make the right choices. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 to 15. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 to 15. I'll be reading that quickly this morning. The Bible says, in verse 14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 to 15. Like, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Verse 15 says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse evil and choose good. When you have prosperity, when you have wealth and abundance, it's easy to make right choices. When you have prosperity, it's easy to take the right steps and to go in the right place. A prostitute was arrested recently. I read it somewhere. And they said, why are you poor? He said, it's because... They said, why are you doing this work? He said, because I'm poor. Although that's not totally right. Because it's not everybody that is poor that is into that kind of business. He said, why are you poor? He said, it's because... Why are you in this state? Because I'm poor. He said, okay, how much do you charge? He said, this period of coronavirus, men are not coming very well for the business. So sometimes 500 naira, sometimes 1,000 naira. And I do like 17 or 15 per day. Life story, you can check it. It was in Punch yesterday. When you are prosperous, the blessing of God is upon you. So laying your body down for 500 naira will not cross your mind. In fact, laying it down for 1 million naira will not cross your mind. When you are prosperous, the blessing of God is upon you. You can make the right choice. F, things to note about prosperity is that God is the giver of good gifts and he wants to give you your own. James chapter 1 verse 17 explains to us that God is the giver of good gifts and every good and perfect gift is from the Father of light, from whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. God is the giver of all things. And he's the giver of perfect gifts. And he will give you your own in the name of Jesus. I say he will give you your own in the name of Jesus. I spoke extensively in the first service about the laws of prosperity. And I said number one is the law of seed, time, and harvest. You don't go to a farmland and begin to pray, Father, we have some wonderful farmers here, farms and ranch and all that. We have so many farmers in our church here. And I've never seen any of them go to their farm and say, I want things to be growing in this farm without planting something there. If you are going to be prosperous in this kingdom, you must subscribe to the law of seed time and harvest time. And also Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, in particular, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, day and night, winter and summer shall not cease. As long as the world is remaining, this law of giving and receiving must always be there. And amongst other things, tithing, giving of your tithe, giving of your offering, giving to the poor, giving to your parents, giving to your pastor, your prophet that God has placed over you, blessing you and giving you the word, teaching you. Those are avenues for covenant practice that brings about the blessing of the Lord upon your life. My prayer is that the grace to subscribe to these, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Grace to be in covenant with God, receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Your poverty does not exempt you from the giving covenant. You have to give your way out of poverty. That's how it works. You give your way out of poverty. A person is poor does not mean that he should not give. Widow of Zarephath was poor. She gave her way out of poverty. And that's the way it works anywhere. Peter told all night, he gave his boat to Jesus and he had a net breaking blessing. So the more you subscribe to this, the more you are blessed. Number two, in the first service, I spoke on the law of the fear of God, where I spoke very brutally against iniquity, against evil, especially the one prevalent in our nation, where people do all sorts of things for money, rituals, kill people, do this, speak against servants of God without any 5,500 credit, go on the internet and begin to shred people who have labored and are laboring in God's house. People with PhD in mathematics. Do you know what it takes to have a PhD in mathematics? People who are versed in the issue of Word of God. Architects, doctors who left their own careers to serve God. Accountants, chartered accountants. Not scattered accountants. Just carry internet and begin to write something about them. When you have nothing, you have not imparted your street, not to talk of imparting anywhere. Internet has given free right to people to, and I spoke to parents to be careful. Watch their children and don't let them subscribe to the, because when this bubble will burst, it will carry all those people who are involved, you carry them out of this. The fear of God must be in your heart if you want to prosper in this kingdom. Number three law that I spoke about in the first service was the law of family provision. Provide for your family. And I spoke extensively from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. If any provide not for his family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Provide for your family. Show love to your husband and your wife. Show love to your children. Give to them. Clothe them. Give them the resources that God has given to you. Let them eat good food. Let them live in a good accommodation. Give them security. Try your best. Within the confines of what God has blessed you with. It's a law of prosperity. You will never lack what to use to take care of your family in Jesus' name. Number four, in the first service I spoke on the law of justice and equity. If you are an employer, take good care of your staffs. Pay them their salary as at when due. If you cannot pay them, exit them from the organization. Pay them what you owe them and exit them so that they can go and look for another job. Don't keep them when you can't pay them. Don't keep them in the system when you can't give them money to eat. You can't give them money, but yet you are enjoying life. Of course, also, you know, life is two sides of the coin. If you are also an employer or a staff or working with somebody, support your boss. Don't backstab them. Don't collect things from them, yet behind them you speak evil about them. Don't work against a company where you benefit from. The family feeds from there. Many things you enjoy from there. Yet you speak against the system. These are laws that will guarantee prosperity. And my prayer for you is that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Somebody ready for this second service now? If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah. Number five, which can be number one for those who are just coming, but number five, let me just continue like that. Law of prosperity is the law of sacrifice. Sacrifice is one of the ways to access prosperity. This is giving something that costs you something. Every man of sacrifice is a man of blessing. Genesis 22 verse 1 to 18. Genesis 22 verse 15 to 18. Genesis 22 verse 15 to 18. The Bible was speaking there. And the angel of the Lord called Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, "By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemy." This is a story of Abraham when God spoke to him and said, "Abraham, give me your only son. Travel 3 days' journey and slaughter this boy for me." And the Bible says, Abraham just did not even tell his wife and took the son, took the servants, and left to obey God in the place of sacrifice. Sacrifice is usually very painful. In Psalm 125 verse 6, Psalm 125 verse 6, when you sow in tears, you reap in joy. You sow in tears, yet you reap in joy. When you are making a sacrifice to God, or making a sacrifice in the house of God, or making a sacrifice as instructed by God to you, a lot of times you do it in tears. Because sacrifices are very painful. You don't feel like doing it. It's not easy to do it. Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Usually sacrifices are given for the promotion of God's kingdom. Sacrifice also adds color to your life. Anytime God smells sacrifice, it releases prosperity. Anytime God smells sacrifice, it releases what you are looking for. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 24, you know the story very well of Anna. When Anna was believing God for children, after Peninnah had made fun of her for so long, she vowed to God and made a sacrifice to God. And God gave her a child called Samuel. And the Bible says, and when she had weaned him, that's Samuel, she took him with her with three bullocks and one offer of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Whenever God has done something for you, one of the things you are expected to do when you are coming back is to come with a sacrifice. When Anna was returning to present Samuel to God, she did not go empty-handed. When God has built you a house, you don't come and do Thanksgiving empty-handed. When God has promoted you in your place of work, you don't thank God empty-handed. When God has given you a baby, you spend $1 million on the naming ceremony. But when you are coming to thank God, he said, I forgot to bring something for God. It doesn't work that way. Sacrifice is what you do in acknowledgement of God's magnanimity. God spared your life from an accident. You want to come and thank God. He did not allow POP to be in your leg. He did not allow POP to be in your hand. He did not allow your neck to break. So you just say, "God, I just want to thank God that." And that's all. You just drop the mic and you go. That's not how to do it. Everyone that wants prosperity must know how to present. She brought three bullocks to God to thank God for his son. Just one son. That's how it works in this kingdom. When Solomon wanted to thank God and to appreciate God, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 5, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 5, and Solomon offered 22,000 sheep to God as a sacrifice. You see, people just claim prosperity. We wish for prosperity. You don't wish for prosperity. You learn from the stories of old to know how the people of old were able to become prosperous. You learn how they became prosperous. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 5. He brought 22,000. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3, when Solomon was about to offer to God, the Bible says he offered to God 1,000 sheep. From 1,000, the next time we will hear about the sacrifice, he had moved from 1,000 to 22,000 sheep. Can you see that gallop in sacrifice? No wonder there's hardly any king today that can match the wealth of Solomon till now. From 1,000, the 1,000, God appeared to him in the night, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5, and said, what's going on? What kind of human being are you? This is too much. What do you want? He asked for wisdom. The next time he will give to God, he had already shifted. You are going to shift this month. He had shifted from 1,000 to 22,000. Because if it was present day now, they will say, the pastor then, 1,000 sheep. So he will slaughter and give pastor 1,000 sheep to be eaten. If a pastor eats even one cow, just one alone, you know that he can have health problem. As I am now, for example, I hardly eat anything meat. Hardly. I do, but not often. It's not one of my best foods. But he gave it to God, and God, he gave it here. God recognized it in heaven. The next thing you will give God here, he will recognize it in heaven. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Every man or woman that wants prosperity must know how to sacrifice. As God lays it in your heart, as God blesses you, and as you are returning back to you did a wedding, and you want to return back to God to thank God for that wedding. Your cake alone is more than 100,000. Cake, wedding gown, forget hall, very expensive. Shoe, your shoe can even buy a car. You know, your shoe can buy it as a small Nigerian small car, two-door car, it will buy it. Yes, now, maybe there are small cars of 150,000 and things like that. So, your shoe can buy. But when they are returning back to God to thank God, you put 200 naira inside envelope, say, God, for everything you have done for me, this is what I want to sacrifice to you. God, I can see God, he will just be shaking his head up there and say, I can't imagine. She omo na le leba. Eh? She omo na le leba. It's just like if a father sends a child to school. You went to school, primary school, secondary school, university, you graduate, you start a job. You now want to go and greet your father, and then you now buy sweet, tom-tom. You buy tom-tom. You wrap it very well. You say, Daddy, I've come to give you tom-tom for all you have been doing for me. Since I was born, I'm now 27 years old now. I'm working. I present this tom-tom to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. What will you get from the mouth of that father? At my little level, there are some. If you want to give me something, there are some minimum level you can say, I want to go and give this man this thing. There are some minimum standard of preparation. Not to talk of the Almighty God. If your desire is prosperity, you must know how to present yourself to him. I don't want to say too much about that. Let's move to number 6. Law that will bring prosperity to your life. It's called the law of diligence. I don't want to call it law of hard work, because sometimes when you say hard work, it looks as if it's suffering. Diligence is very important for anyone that will be prosperous. No lazy person can taste all-round success. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Proverbs 10 verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent, someone say diligent. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. A person can either access hard work or access hard life. Hard life will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I say hard life will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Jesus was a working man. In John 5 verse 17. John chapter 5 verse 17. He was a man that was working. Answered, my father worketh hitherto, and I walk. My father was a working person, and I walk. I'm a working person. I'm not a lazy person. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. He that does not walk must not eat. If you are not working, you are not qualified to eat. He that does not work must not eat. That's the B part. If you would not work, neither must. Don't desire to eat if you are idle. Because that's what the Bible says. Don't look for who will give to you. Go and work. Work. You must be going out and coming in on a daily basis for productive living. You must be going out and coming in. That's what they call work. If you are not going out and coming in, you are not doing, you involved in activity. You cannot enjoy productivity. You must be involved in going out and coming in. You must be involved in something that is tasking your energy on a daily basis. It will task you, task your brain, task your energy. That's why the Bible says the laborer is worthy of wages. Laborer is worthy of wages. We are in a generation whereby people just are looking for wealth anyhow. They want to cross leg and be watching all sorts of channels. And they want money to be dropping in their accounts. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Hard work is very important. Diligence is very... Do you know why there was so much poverty during the lockdown? The reason why there was so much poverty during the lockdown is because we were not working. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's not the reason why people were in lack during lockdown was because people were not engaged. There was no activity. People were inside the house. People were sleeping and waking up, doing nothing. Businesses were closed. Offices were closed. Schools were closed. As a result of that, poverty escalated. There was an acceleration of poverty simply because there was no work. That's what happened. That's why when you are not working, you suddenly lose worth. People will not value you. If you are a graduate, you are not working, you are in the house. Your mommy will suddenly call you and say, come. Swallow darling, come and pour this thing away. They will be calling you for nonsense work. You say, yeah, see my life. Oh. That's why work is so important. If your desire is to be prosperous, you must be engaged. You must be not only engaged, actively engaged. Listen, I said this some time ago in one of our services. Do you know that you will not eternally be strong like this? It's not till forever that you will be able to carry all the things you are carrying. There will get to a level your strength, as in at old age, I mean. That's what I mean. This is the time for work. This is the time for productivity. This is the time for engagement. You can carry block, carry it. Any man that desires productive living and that desires to be prosperous must be doing something. Going out, coming in, activity. Doing something, selling something, working somewhere, under employment, or you are employing people. There's a general saying, they say, the idle hand is what? The devil's workshop. If you want to see an idle hand, just look for, if you want to look for a devil's workshop, just see an idle hand. Engage yourself, use your productive years on your assignment. That's why you can't see me anywhere. You can't see me anywhere. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I face my assignment. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I face my assignment. I don't have the time. There's no time. There's no free time. Friends, engage yourself. If you want to be prosperous, start working now. Start working now. Start investing into your assignment. Invest in an organization where you can, where you are working, or invest in a business of your own. But to be idle is an aberration. My prayer for you is that as God liveth, the work of your hands will be very, very productive and blessed. That thing you are doing will enjoy God's blessings in Jesus' name. I'm on number what now? Number 7, law is the law of productive thinking. Proverbs 23, verse 7a. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The law of productive. Someone say productive. Somebody say productive. If you are going to be prosperous, you must be a person that knows how to think. Think. When you don't think, you begin to stink. When you see a person, this one doesn't think. It means the person's life doesn't have meaning. Anybody that must be must think, this salary I'm collecting, I must be saving some aside, though, so that I can buy land in so-so period. Maybe 12 months from now, I'll be saving for so-so. This business I'm doing, I must not eat my profit. That's what they call thinking. Last week I was speaking to, on Friday night, here, while I came to pray, one of my sons here was waiting for me, and I saw him. I said, I heard you that you were plaiting your hair. He prostrated. I said, stand up. He said, I won't stand up. You are plaiting your hair. Have you seen anybody that has sense, a man that is plaiting his hair? It's bankruptcy of wisdom. So, plaiting of hair, Lord, welcome by. It shows lack of thinking. It shows stupidity. And it shows mixing with bad. You know, I asked him. I said, where have you been during the lockdown? He now started telling me, I work here. I work in an hotel. I said, yes, I got it. You are working in an hotel. Ah! So it means that in that place, that was where you saw people doing such, come to club, they drink banja wee-wee, they drink paraga, they drink all sorts of things. You saw them, they are dancing under the influence of drugs. You say, this is very nice. So that you want to bring that into the house of God. It's a bankruptcy of, it means your brain is freezing gradually. Friends, Emarunu, try to think. How can you as a man plait your hair when you are not, when it's not as if they have punctured you? What's wrong with you? Can't you think? Your mates are already CEOs of corporations. Your mates are already married, having children. I was telling our beloved pastor, I said, if I knew, I said, I would have been married earlier than I've married. I've been married for about 15 years now. See how my children are still small. 15 years of marriage. My children are still small. I said, if I had known, I would have married earlier. Like Pastor Mojemi married earlier than I did. I would have married earlier. Maybe by now, my first child self will be investing now. You know, you... Oh God, can't you think? So your own now is to be drawing trousers down? Is that what will change your story now? In the midst of the situation when people are looking out to start, I was very glad last week when they told me some of our young men here. I started when on Friday I met one of them on evangelism. I told you about it. During the pandemic, he just thought of it. I can do a business. So I can. You were there when I saw him. We were together in evangelism on Friday, and I saw him. I said, "What?" He said, "He's going to his new shop for the business." I said, "Oh yeah, I'm going there to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Let's go there." I followed him to the shop. I saw the place, small beginning. I said, "This is great. This is small beginning. Go and look for a better place. I will pay for it. Go and look for a bigger place. Come and meet me. I will pay for it." That's how to think. Not that you'll be going around plaiting your hair, then sagging your trousers, doing things that are of no value. May the Lord give us understanding. Prosperous living is about thinking. You have an idea, you start it up. You have something you want to do, you start it up. You are engaged somewhere. You think until you are a solution to the problem of the company. That's how to be promoted. They don't promote you for handsomeness. It's not longevity that brings promotion in the place of work. It's relevance and value addition. Yeah. You might have been there like Methuselah. They reward you with money and promotion for value addition. Why do you love this church so much? You know this church, they don't bother you, they don't give you stress. We are tirelessly committed to adding value to you. I will never phone you till forever. Till I die in this life, we'll never phone you for money or phone you for an assistance. For what? What I am after is for your life to be better, for God to bless you, for His help. Listen, I was telling somebody this morning, I think it was this servant of God here, you, this morning. I said, I can pay you to be preaching. That is, you don't need to pay me for me to be blessing you. I can be, if you say I shouldn't work, I shouldn't, if I have to preach, I have to force, I will be paying you so I can preach to you. That's why some people are wondering, why are these people, why are they so passionate? They must be that they are getting something. It's because of bankruptcy of wisdom. God sent you an assignment. God gave you something to do. Then you are tirelessly committed to it with your last breath. Friends, think. It is not the economy that is the problem, but thinking. Don't think poverty again. Don't think that there are challenges. Think that things are working. Think about progress. Think about being productive. The first capital you need is your thoughts. Good thoughts. I can excel in this business. I can do well in this business. That's the first thing you need. It is productive thinking that bats a productive life. No one has a productive life without a productive thought pattern. You have prayed and fasted for so long. Now start thinking. You have prayed so much. You have fasted so much. Oh, yeah, start thinking of what to do. Think of a solution. Proverbs 18 verse 1. Through wisdom, a man sat down, he thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Sit down and begin to think. Begin to think. In the book of James, Philippians chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible tells us on how to think. Verse 8, please. Thank you, Lord. My prayer for somebody here today is that God Himself will give you the grace to be able to think in the right pattern in the name of Jesus. He will give you the grace to think right in Jesus' name. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? How to think and the best way to think, God will give unto you today in Jesus' name. You will not think wrongly again. I say you will not think wrongly again. The last time you thought wrongly is the last time forever. As from today, your thought will be very, very productive. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Can you see what the Bible tells us to think of? Whatsoever things are good report. If there is any virtue, if there is any gone praise, think on this. These are the things you think of. Not that Nigeria is very bad. Things are very, nobody can make it here. And this, a prosperous person doesn't think like that. There is no way, make a way. The way is hard, remove the stumbling block. They put barricade on the way, crush the barricade away from the way. He said, you will tread upon. He said, Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. I have given you power. Be treading on them. Serpents, scorpions, human beings, witches, wizards, babalawos, mamalawos, onkulawos, nebolawos, friends, lawos, everybody. Step on them. Cross to the other side and stand. Give it back. Say, Ade. I see they here. I see they. I did. Somebody say, I did. Stand on them. They are too small for you. They can't stop you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in one. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side, nobody can stop us. Nigeria notwithstanding. Challenging notwithstanding. If God be for us, nothing can stop us. Listen, 2020 has not ended, though. Rise up. Begin to think of something to do. Walk in diligence. Invest your energy in your assignment. And then you will see yourself coming out with enviable results. Somebody say a big amen. Your thoughts affect your results. Your thoughts affect. If you think that it's not possible, how can it be possible? A servant of God said, by this time tomorrow, some people say it's not possible. They could not enter into their inheritance. They said, oh yeah, go and spy the land. They said, we are like grasshoppers. Caleb and Joshua said, no, grasshopper care. We can possess the land. Someone said, we can possess the land. We can make progress. Challenges notwithstanding. I can't hear your voice. Please lift it up very well. We can make progress. Challenges notwithstanding. Problems notwithstanding. We will not only make progress. We will make outstanding progress. Say a big amen. That should be your thought pattern. That should be your thought pattern. Challenges notwithstanding. Nigeria notwithstanding. Economy notwithstanding. Dollar at 480 notwithstanding. Petrol increasing notwithstanding. You have not seen anything, though. In these hard times, many of you will be rising. In these hard times, many of you, you will be rising. In these hard times, many of you, you will be rising. Say a big amen. Well, let me just give you one more and I'll stop there. 8. Law of prosperity is the law of love. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. You can't imagine what God can do for you when you love him. Every lover is entitled to the blessings of the person he loves. Everything I own, everything I have now, my wife has access to it. Everything. Love grants you access to everything. When you love God and he loves you in return. Because the Bible says, even while we're yet sinners, Christ loved us. So he has loved you before. He's just waiting for you to reciprocate the love. When you love God and he loves you back, you are made. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with the whole of thy heart, with thy strength, with thy heart, with thy soul, and with thy might. Everything you have, use it to love God. Once you get to this point where the love of God is planted in your heart, as in God can say, this boy loves me, or this lady loves me. Once you can get to that point where you are a certified God lover, your life has changed. All this pursuing for money, you will not be to pursue money. Money will be pursuing you. Pursuing business will be pursuing you. Why? Because you love God. Every God lover, a prosperous man and a prosperous. Just show me one person in the Bible that loved God and is in lack. The young lion shall lack and be in want, but those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. No matter what, it can never be hard for God's lovers. No matter what, it can never be hard for God's lovers. The more you love God, the more he pushes prosperity to you. This week, as you love God more, he will shift you to another level in your finances in Jesus' name. He will shift you to another level in your finances in Jesus' name. Because every God lover is passionate about God and his work. That's how to know somebody that loves God. When somebody loves you, the person is passionate about your matter. They will pray about your matter. They will fast about your matter. they will stay up concerning your matter. That's the same thing for God. When you love God, you love souls. You love what He loves. You don't only say amen when you are blessed. When it's evangelism time, you show face. When it's fellowship time, you show face. Things that are extra, you try to do it because of the love you have in your heart. Today, God, in His power and in His might, will give you the baptism of His love in Jesus' name. He will give you the baptism of His love in Jesus' name. Your heart will begin to pant after God. I say your heart will begin to pant after God. Your spirit will begin to pant after God. Your heart will begin to pant after God. And so shall it be. Beloved, I've given us 8 points today. Can we do a brief rundown quickly? Number one law of all-round prosperity is what? Can I hear you? Law of seed time and harvest. Number two, law of the fear of God. Number three, law of family provision and honor. Number four, law of justice and equity. Number five, law of sacrifice. Number six, law of diligence. Number seven, law of productive thinking. Number eight, law of love. May the Lord bless the word in your heart in Jesus' name. Anybody blessed today? If you are blessed, give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy. Can it be louder? Before we move on this morning, this is also an anointing service. One of the work of the anointing is to bring you into wealth. There's an anointing called the anointing of Cyrus. In Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3 explains to us on the importance of this anointing. Isaiah 45 verse, thus saith the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, I will loose the loins of kings to open before him two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. As you are anointed today, God will give you the hidden riches of secret places. The kind of wealth nobody has tasted in your family, God will launch you into it. Listen. In this second service, God will be doing something very drastic in your life that will shift you to a new level in your finances and in every sector and area of your life in the name of Jesus. So,
wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.